This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice on my little mic right here. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Now, in today's episode, it's going to cover the statement, I only get this way with you. You make me like this. You make me treat you this way. You're the only person I've ever treated this way. Blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know how it goes right there. If you ever hear a statement like that, when a narcissist is trying to get you to take blame for how they are treating you, that is 100% it's blame shifting. They're going to say things like that. I know I phrased that one wrong, but if they use a statement like that, they are shifting blame onto you. No, this is not their first time treating somebody terribly in their life. No, unless this is their very first relationship, like, you know, friendship or something like that. No, this is not. You're not the only person that they have treated this way. You might be the first person that they put their hands on. Let's say if you're dealing with a narcissistic person that gets physically abusive, you might be the first person that they put their hands on. But you're not the first person they've been emotionally abusive to, or, you know, a terrible person to. You're not the first person. So a lot of people are going to, you know, a lot of narcissistic people are going to try to shift that onto you, because it's easier to blame you than it is to blame, you know, than it is to deal with the narcissist, right? It's 100% easier to put it off onto you than it is to take accountability for how they are treating you. Because, you know, narcissistic people, to narcissists, accountability is kryptonite. You know, being accountable for our actions actually hurts. You know what I mean? So toxic people hate, you know, they know they're treating you badly. They know it, because most of them want you to keep it to yourself. Most of them want you to not say anything to your family, keep it off of Facebook, keep it off of social media. Hey, don't put that on social media, especially if they cheat on you or do something to you terrible, that's heinous, and they know it's bad. That's how you know it's bad. That's how you know it's bad. A lot of people question, I don't know if they're like, do they really know what they're doing? Yes, they know what they're doing, because if they didn't know what they're doing, if they didn't know it was bad, why would they try to get you to hide it from the world? I didn't know you didn't like me treating you like that. Lie. Because why would they not tell you to post it online? If I treated you so badly, post it online and see what people say. Where's the confidence in it? Because if they treated you so good, the good stuff, they want you to shout to the world, right? Most of them do. Some of them like to keep you, like to be a little bit more covert with it regardless. But some of them want you to shout out to the world when they do good stuff for you. They want the praise. They want the adoration. They want the appreciation and things like that. They want that from you. You know what I mean? So in order to get that, narcissistic people are going to, you know, narcissistic people are going to do good deeds and want you to post that stuff so people can think that they are a good person. Well, y'all, they want you, if you're a couple, they want you to think that you have relationship goals. If this is one of your parents, they're going to wish they had a mom like yours, right? They're going to wish they had a dad like yours, or a best friend, or best friend, or brother or sister just like yours, right? Narcissists want to portray the image of being a good person to most of the world, you know? It's just the people closest to a narcissist get treated the worst. That's just how it is, y'all. Because you can hurt the narcissist the most. And also, because you're the closest person to the narcissist, you become the emotional punching bag of the narcissistic person. You become the person that they unload their stress, their strife, their grief on. You become literally the emotional punching bag. So they come home and take it out on you. They wake up, take it out on you. They go to sleep, take it out on you. Because you're the closest person to them. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a boyfriend or girlfriend. It could definitely be a husband or wife. I mean, husband or wife. Or also one of your parents as well. It could be a parental relationship. Or one of your grandparents. Some of us, y'all, have narcissistic grandparents. Like, a lot of people, you know, you see your grandparents been married for 50 years. Like, my grandma and grandpa been married for 50 years. I want a love like that. Not realizing your grandma and your grandpa hate each other. They ain't talked to each other in 10 years. They live in the same house. One of them got the heat. You know, they trying to cook each other out the house. The heat. That's why you go to your grandma's house, the heat on 90. In the summertime, you're like, why? Like, grandma, it's 80 degrees outside. Why the damn heat on 93? Oh, I'm trying to smoke old Earl ass out. He gonna leave sooner or later. You like, what? You gonna smoke old Grandpa Earl? Why? I thought y'all loved each other. Wait in the world. They started humming. They started asking Jesus for guidance and God for guidance and things like that. Because you can see, not all the grandpas and grandmas were happy. Some of your grandpas and grandmas might have been, grandpas and grandmas might have been narcissistic and passed that stuff down the line. Generational curses, generational trauma is real. They go through trauma, pass it down to your parents, your parents pass it down to you. And if you don't get in the way of it, you pass it down to your kids. It continues on. That's why people say it ran in the family until it ran into me. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm trying to feel with my trauma and things like that. You know what I mean? That's how I'm trying to feel. That's what I'm trying to do. So right now, like I said, if they say that to you, no, you are not making them treat a certain type of way. You might be putting up with it. You might be tolerating the behavior because we know the trauma bond or whatever is keeping you there. You might be tolerating the behavior and keep accepting that person back into your life for whatever reason. But you are not responsible for somebody else's behaviors. That person is going to behave the same way with or without you most times. If that person is a narcissist or a toxic person, you know what I mean? That person's going to...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it wasn't you, it'd be somebody else. That's how I view it. If it's not you, then it's going to be somebody else. You know, what you allow is what will continue. So if you allow them to keep doing this stuff to you, because sooner or later, y'all, you can't keep blaming a narcissist for treating you like a narcissist treats you. They're not going to change. You keep expecting them to change, believing that they're going to change, believing the lies, believing the manipulations, believing the stuff that comes out of their mouth, and expecting something different. That's the definition of insanity, y'all. Doing something different, doing something over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Putting the same ingredients into the cake and expecting a different outcome. You're not going to be, look, this cake, this narcissistic cake is not going to bake correctly, y'all. You can put it on 350, you can put it on 375, you can put it on 450. It's not going to bake correctly. This narcissistic relationship is not going to bake correctly, y'all. You're missing some ingredients, missing some love, care, and affection. Y'all just putting, instead of sugar, you're putting in sucralose or something like that. What's that? Splenda. You're putting Splenda in your cake, trying to make it healthier. It's a substitute. Narcissistic love is a substitute for real love, continual love. Does it feel the same at first? Yeah, it might feel more intense at first. But, you know, it tastes the same, but it's not the same. That's what I say. A lot of people get into these relationships and you try to change that person. That's why you keep forgiving them so much. You're like, I'm going to change up. They're going to change. Look, if I put up with it a little bit longer, maybe they'll change. I got to walk in the house real quick, y'all. If I tolerate it a little bit longer, maybe they'll change. I got to just let them grow up a little bit. That's what a lot of people say too, y'all. They're just like, maybe I shouldn't give up so easy. I got to let them, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. I got to let them grow and things like that. Yeah, you don't have to let somebody grow up. You don't have to let somebody grow up on your time. I'm stirring my food up, y'all. Sorry. This is an interactive, I'm moving around today. Yeah, you don't have to let somebody else grow up on your own time. This is your time. This is your life. Why does somebody else get to grow up on your time? You know what I mean? You don't have to allow that. But what you allow is what will continue. Because you keep building these broken, you keep trying to heal these broken men and women. You keep trying to heal these broken men and women, and look what you get. You know what I mean? You keep trying to heal these broken men and broken women, and you end up breaking yourself. You end up giving so much of yourself up to this person that you eventually lose yourself, lose your identity, and absolutely lose who you are. You know what I mean? Narcissistic people, toxic people are not going to change. They're going to blame you for how they are treating you. I'm yelling at you because this is the only way you listen. I'm putting my hands on you because this is the only way you listen. You made me hit you. You get me so mad. That's why I had to hit you. That's why I use my fists instead of my words, because you get me so mad. I want to get this mad with you. You're the only person who pushes my buttons like this. They're going to continue to blame you. The longer you stay around, the more blame you accept in their minds. The longer you stay in this relationship, the more you forgive them, the more you put up with, the more blame you are accepting. That's just a simple fact with a narcissist. I'm not saying you are responsible for how they're treating you. I'm saying the longer that you stay with this person, in the narcissist's mind, the more blame you are accepting. Is it not true? You know what I mean? If this is not true, then the opposite must be true. Because you can, if I was treating you so terribly, why don't you just leave, right? So I must not be treating you terribly because you don't leave. Got it. That's how simplistic it is, y'all. There's no black and white when you're dealing with narcissistic people. I mean, there's no gray area. It's black and white thinking. If one thing is not true, then the opposite must be true. If the answer is not yes, then it automatically must be no. There's no maybe. There's no sometimes. Black and white thinking, logic. You have a lot of people try to use, a lot of narcissistic people use logic. But like I said, what you allow is what will continue. As long as you gonna stick around through this, they're not going to change a bit, y'all. They're gonna put this way. And I know a lot of people just like, I just want to hold on a little longer because I don't want them to treat somebody else the same way. I don't want them to treat somebody else better. I don't want to let go right when they're about to change. How much more time are you willing to give somebody else, y'all? How much more of your life are you willing to dedicate to the possibility of somebody else changing for you? How much more time you got it? How much trauma do you got? How much more trauma do you have to experience until you realize that this ain't it? How much? And this, if you're a narcissistic person listening to this, how much more trauma are you going to put somebody through? Oh, as much as they're willing to tolerate, Lee. It can't be that bad if they're still here, right? There you go. There's the mindset. That's the mindset, y'all. But let me cut this thing short. I gotta go. That food is gonna burn right here. My wife is gonna come out there and just like, why you burning in here, baby? Sleep. I know, y'all. But April 6th, y'all, coming up. April 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The live webinar is still on. It's gonna be on and popping. There's just a few seats left for it because the Zoom room can only accommodate so many people. So I think there's a few more slots left. Like, look in the description of the link. The description for the link to the live webinar. Again, April 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Two self-aware narcissists. Two therapists, counselors, and two survivors, coaches as well. Anyways, y'all, stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness Is Out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much. I'm on my phone today, so I can't really pull up the podcast. But thank y'all so much. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental Illness Is Out. Peace. 5 stars, please. 5 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars.